Thus he would move everyone, chanting the name, form qualities of Krishna. One time when Chittaketu was moving in outer space, what happened, Vijay? He saw Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, often he moves around completely naked. Lord Shiva, stark naked, with Parvati sitting on his lap, was giving Harikata. In front of him were many, many brahmacharis, sannyasis, celibates. Therefore, Chitraketu began to laugh. Esa loka guru shakshad dharmam bhakta sri ranam astemukhu sabhayambai mituni bhuyabhaya. Prayasya prakritascha pi striyam rahasi bibrati. I am Mahabrata Daro Bilvati Shadasastriyam. Ho ho! How funny is Lord Shiva, the spiritual master of the whole world. Loka Guru Shakshat. He knows all religious principles. He is the perfect guru of all systems of religion. But how wonderful it is, how astonishing that he is naked, embracing his wife Parvati in the middle of an assembly of great saintly personalities. O Lord Shiva, whose hair is matted, who has definitely undergone great austerities. Indeed, he is the president of all saintly persons. He is the best of the strict followers of the Vedic principles. But how amazing it is that he is embracing his wife in public like an ordinary, lusty, shameless fellow. Generally, ordinary people embrace their wives, but at least they do it in private. How astonishing it is that Lord Shiva, although the greatest master of all yogic austerity, is doing it in the front of all brahmacharis and sannyasis. Therefore, Chittaketu was laughing. Chittaketu's intention was, how funny is Lord Shiva? Only Lord Shiva can do that. And no one else can do that. Jai Radha Govinda Juki. Jai. Therefore, when Chittaketu was laughing at the greatness of his god brother, that time Lord Shiva smiled. Lord Shiva could understand that Chittaketu was joking with him. But we'll have to be careful. Very hard to understand the behavior of great personalities. Did he don't bite the Bhagavatam? Sometimes great personalities will perform activities, Gaur, that we cannot understand. Their moves and behaviors are very, very deep, therefore we should be very careful not to laugh. Like one time, probably on the weekend we'll get to the 10th canto, there we discuss the first seven sons of Devaki were killed. Those first six sons, who were they? Seventh was a miscarriage. Those six sons were the sons of the Prajapati Marichi. When they saw Lord Brahma running behind his own daughter, like full of sex desire, those sons of Marichi were laughing at Lord Brahma. How shameless and disgusting is Brahma? But they made a big offense because Lord Brahma is not an ordinary person. Lord Brahma is not running after his daughter because of sex desire. He is teaching us how powerful is attraction to the opposite sex. When Brahma was running, he was running in front of the ashrams of all the sadhus to teach them. Bhagavatam says, one should not sit on the same seat even as one's own daughter or one's mother. Sex attraction is so powerful. Therefore, because the sons of Marichi laughed at Lord Brahma, they made offense to the feet of a great personality. They misjudged him. As a result, they were cursed by that aparad, that offense, to be killed by their own uncle. Therefore, even though they were brothers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they could not be delivered because they made offense to the feet of a great personality. Therefore, this is a lesson to us. Sometimes a great personality does something we cannot understand why. Therefore, we should be very careful not to say anything. Srila Bhaman Maharaj used to say, see everything, hear everything, but don't say anything. Keep silent. Great personalities that are not easy to understand. There was one Brahman described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He had great faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he could not understand the activities of an avadhut like Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, one day in a solitary place, that Brahman went to the Lord and fell to his feet and said, please be merciful to me. I see that you give so much respect to Nityananda Prabhu, but actually I cannot understand him at all. Because he was a sannyasi, he left sannyas and married twice. Even though he is a sannyasi is not meant to eat betel nut. But he's always chewing betel nut, his lips are very red. He is not wearing red cloth or carrying a sannyas danda. In fact, he roams around wearing blue silk, covered in diamonds and jewels and pearls and jewelry and chains and rings. He doesn't have a sannyas danda, he has an iron staff with a golden top. He never follows any rules and regulations. He's completely outside the Vanashram Dharam. He never thinks where I should go or where I should not go. He moves freely with all types of low-class persons. I'm confused because you yourself give so much respect to Nityananda Prabhu. If you think I'm qualified, please explain. Therefore, Mahaprabhu became very merciful to that Brahman. Oh, do not imitate the activities of Nityananda Prabhu. As in afterwards we'll hear. Like Lord Shiva drinks the ocean of poison, but Lord Shiva is never affected by the ocean of poison. Krishna dances with millions and millions of gopis, but Krishna is not affected by lust. In the same way, when great personalities, they are called Ishwaras. Ishwaras means kartam akartam anyapi iti Ishwara. Who does the impossible. Who makes the impossible possible, and the possible he makes impossible by his desire. A great personality is not affected by their activities. They're so powerful. Like the sun. The sun purifies stool and urine, but the sun is not affected by stool and urine. In the same way, Nityananda Prabhu is a great personality. He is not affected by his actions. Then Mahaprabhu quoted one verse from the Bhagavatam. That one is, Sadunam Samachitanam. Sadunam Samachitanam. Sadunam Samachitanam. What is it? Sadunam Samachitanam. Sadunam Samachitanam. Anyway, I forget the verse. 10th canto. The sadhus whose minds are always fixed. Just by seeing them, the bondage of birth and death is broken just by looking at them. Deva Nityananda Prabhu Sutanam Makrit Darshanam. Darshanam na bhava bandana Krishna pumsam savitoryato. A great person like Nityananda Prabhu, just by seeing him, the chain of birth and death is broken. Therefore, sometimes their activities are inconceivable. But we should not judge them, we should not criticize them, but we should not imitate them. Like one time, Param Gurudev, the guru of my guru, he went to the great devotee Bamsidas Babaji Maharaj. Bamsidas Babaji Maharaj had deities of Gaur Nithai. He would never talk to anyone else except the Gaur Nithai deities. Sometimes he would fight with them. One time Gaur Nithai said, "You are very old, you stay here. We will go out and collect some food and bring back for you to eat." Then Babaji Maharaj became very angry. He took a stick, "If you move, I break your legs." He's shouting at the deities. "If you move, I'll break your legs. You will never serve me, I will serve you." He had such a determination to serve. When he would cook, because he used to live in a straw hut, he never used to lock the door, therefore everyone always used to come and steal everything he had, but he never cared. One time he came back, and the deities, their cooking pots were gone. Therefore Gaur Nithai said, "Baba, we are very hungry, feed us." He said, "Why should feed you? You are the Supreme Lord, you are the Supreme Controller. Without your sanction, nothing can happen. Therefore, you yourself have given away your cooking pots. Unless you return the cooking pots, I will not cook for you." Therefore, he waited there, and after 1-2 hours, one cooking pot came back. He looked on the bottom, this is Nityananda's cooking pot. Nityananda is a very good and simple boy, but Gaurasundara is very crooked and duplicious. Therefore, I will only cook for Nityananda. He made the deity separate. He put Gauranga in the corner and Nityananda, he cooked only for Gauranga. He turned his back and was only cooking for Nityananda. And he was offering the boga only to Nityananda Prabhu. And he was like that, determined, then he started to weep, how I could not feed my Gauda also. So such a high class devotee, you know. Sometimes Gauda tries to become, you never, at least give us a bath. You never give us a bath. Then he became angry, you want a bath? I'll give you a bath. He grabbed both of them and ran to the Ganga. One he put under this armpit. The other, Nityananda, he put under this armpit. And three times he went in the Ganga. Yeah, don't complain, I never give you a bath. I just gave you a bath. So much affection he had for the deities. Day and night he would always engage in their seva. Therefore when Panam Gurudev went to visit him, Bamsidas Bharaji Maharaj had just offered tea to Gornitai. And he offered them, would you like some chai prasad? Then Param Gurudev turned to his godbrother, Sevavigraha Prabhu, what should we do? Should we take it? Because such a high class devotee, who will not take anything they give? Then Sevavigraha Prabhu said, I think we better not, because we cannot drink tea. It's forbidden. Babaji Maharaj, he can drink tea because he's like Lord Shiva. He can drink the ocean of poison and nothing will happen to him. He can take the chai prasad, but we are not qualified. Therefore, we just do pranam. Therefore, Bhagavatam says sometimes there may be a difference between a very powerful person's instruction and their behavior. For example, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Kamesa Krodesa. Lust and greed are the gateway to hell. But Krishna himself is having relationships with millions and millions of gopis. Therefore, sometimes there may be a difference between Krishna's activities and Krishna's instructions. What should we do then, Nityananda Prabhu? We just follow Krishna's instructions. Because we're not on the same level as Krishna. Therefore, we cannot imitate Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva can be naked with his wife on his lap, but and speak Harikata, but Lord Shiva will never feel lust. And just by thinking about it, we feel lust. Therefore, Chituketu gave us this lesson. If a great person does something very extraordinary, we should not comment, we should not criticize, we should not do anything. But actually, Chituketu was only joking. Therefore, Guru Maharaj says another lesson is don't joke with the devotees. Don't joke with high-class Vaishnavas. Maybe you'll make some aparad. Therefore, here Sukadeva Goswami says, not knowing the position of Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati, Chituketu criticized them. His statements were not very pleasing to Parvati. But Lord Shiva smiled because Lord Shiva could understand the mind of Chituketu. But Parvati could not understand. Therefore, Parvati became very angry. Ayam kim aduna loki sasta danda dara prabhu asmat vidhanam dustanam nirlajanam cha viprakrit. Who is this new fellow? Because Chituketu had just achieved perfection. But devotees like Lord Shiva are eternally perfect. Therefore, who is this new fellow, this upstart? And who has given him the rod of punishment? Who has made him guru? Is he now the master of everyone and everything? Oh, he knows everything, but Brahma doesn't know anything. Brahma is the original guru. Bhrigu, Narada, the four Kumaras, Manu, Kapila, they don't know anything. They don't know about Lord Shiva, but this new fellow, he understands about Lord Shiva. They have never said anything about Lord Shiva's behavior, but this new fellow is saying something. This Chituketu is the lowest of Kshatriyas because he is crossing the heads of everyone and he is giving chastisement to his superiors. Even perfected souls always think of the feet of Lord Shiva, but now this new Chituketu, now he has become the new Jagat Guru. He is puffed up because of his minor accomplishments, thinking, I am the best, I am the greatest. He does not deserve the shade of the feet of the Lord. He thinks himself to be greatly important. O rascal, I curse you, take birth in a low, sinful family of demons. Then you'll never come near devotees again, you'll stay very far away and not commit aparad, offense. Thus, Mother Parvati, Maya, she cursed Chituketu. Chituketu was so powerful he could have cursed her back, but he didn't. Chanada pisuna chana, he tolerated. there were Chitraketu, immediately he descended from his aeroplane and came and did pranam to Parvati. He said, Chitraketu Uvacha, my dear mother, with my hands folded before you, I accept the curse. I do not mind your curse because happiness and distress are given by the demigods as a result of one's past activities. Deluded by Maya, by ignorance, the living entity moves up and down in this world. He always enjoys happiness and distress. In this world, neither the living entity nor others are the cause of material happiness and distress. But the living entity, out of foolish, thinks he is the cause. In the material world, the problems of the waves of happiness and distress are always moving, Janava. Therefore, what is the happiness and what is distress? What are the heavenly planets? What is hell? Because happiness and distress is constantly coming and going, both are temporary. Wonderful instructions. It is the Supreme Lord only who is unaffected by happiness and distress. Because we have forgotten him, we have come to this world. Therefore, we suffer this. We suffer the result of our activities. Mother, you are unnecessarily angry. But since happiness and distress are predestined according to the results of my own activities, I think you are not to blame. And your excusing or relieving me from your curse will also have no difference in my karma. If you think what I have said is wrong, if you think what I have done is wrong, then out of your mercy, please forgive me. Therefore, Chitraketu pardoned himself. Lord Shiva became astonished. Hey Devi, jistat vati asisisroni hari adbhut karmana. Mahatmayam briti brityanam nisprihanam mahatmanam narana parasarve nakutascha rabibriti swarga upavarga narakeshu samatulya sadavanam dasanam. Lord Shiva said, hey Parvati, just see the glories of the devotees of Krishna, the devotees of Hari. Have you seen the greatness of the Vaishnavas, Parvati? Because they are servants of the servants of the servants of the Supreme Person, they are not interested in any type of happiness or any type of distress. Narayana parasarve, those who are dedicated to the feet of Narayana, na kutascha bibiti, they are not afraid of any situation. Swarga apavarga narakesu tulyasa samadashanam. For them, heaven, hell, and liberation are the same. Can you understand why, Charles? If a devotee goes to hell, what will he do there? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ramo, Hari Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hari Hari. Even if you're in the pot of oil or in the lake of stool, Radhe, Radhe. If you're in the heavenly planets, they're also Radhe, Radhe. And you become liberated and go back to the spiritual world, what will you do there, Charles? Radhe, Radhe, Hare Krishna. Therefore, the devotee, if he goes to hell, if he goes to heaven, or if he gets liberated from birth and death and goes back to Godhead, it's all the same for him. Because in all conditions of life, he simply chants the holy name. Therefore, apituliyasta dashana, they see everything equally, because they always do the same thing everywhere. Therefore, Lord Shiva became astonished. This is the greatness of the devotees. Even he is cursed to become a low-class demon. He is happy. It's not a problem for him. Shiva said, as in a dream, one mistakes a rope to be a snake. In the material world, we make difference between happiness and distress, but they're both the same thing. Vasudeva bhagavatim bhaktim udvahatam rinam jnana vairagya viryanam hikichischa viparyasa. Oh, just see the greatness of the devotees of Krishna, Vasudeva. They have perfect knowledge and perfect detachment from this world. Therefore, the happiness and distress of this world can never touch them. There is not a fact that when we become perfect, problems will cease. But they'll cease being problems for us. Understand the difference? Guru Maharaj says, don't waste your energy trying to become free from the problems of this world, because this world is designed to be problematic. Srila Gauranga Maharaj used to say, Krishna has designed this world to be full of suffering. Why? If Krishna wanted to, he could have made it a place, a big, wide, bready bunch. He could have made this world a place of perfect happiness, but Krishna has not done so. Why? He is trying to teach us this world is not a place of happiness, Nanda. This world is a place of education. If we can see like that, we'll be perfectly situated. Therefore, Srila Sridhar Maharaj is to explain, Krishna is the best well-wishing friend. Krishna is the supreme controller. Therefore, everything that happens to us is actually His mercy. Therefore, the environment is always friendly, favorable. This world is not our enemy. This world is our friend because Krishna is the supreme controller. That we should look upon everything as favorable for our devotion. Nothing is unfavorable, Janava. Even the three-hour Bhagavatam class. Therefore, we see in the lives of perfected souls, problems were there. Prahlad Maharaj is a Siddha Mahatma, perfected soul. But still, his father gave him so much suffering. But because Prahlad Maharaj does not identify with the body, therefore that suffering cannot touch him. Therefore, Guru Maharaj said, the problems of this world are like waves on an ocean. Don't waste all your energy just trying to cross the problems of the world. Srila Srila Maharaj said, don't waste your time and effort adjusting the material environment. Because the material environment has been controlled by the Lord, it's perfect just the way it is. So Guru Maharaj says, don't waste your time trying to cross the waves of problems and suffering. Because you spend all your energy crossing one wave, there's 1,000 more coming. Therefore, instead of struggling against material environment, we should just stay where we are and just float up and down. And while we're floating, just chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Is there one kirtan? Don't all jump. Come on, Prem.